In return, Sophie Cat loved Meg. She loved her bowls of warm milk. She loved sleeping on Meg's bed, purring like the hum of a motor as she billowed deep into Meg's hair and nuzzled her neck. She loved the barn with its hayloft and field mice. She loved the creek with its tadpoles in spring and the sound of splishy, splashy frogs in late summer. Sophie Cat loved her new home and her family, and she grew and grew.